I spread a song so you can sing along with my special guest star
or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today are two returning guests. Last time you heard them, we talked about Dix the Musical, kind of. They are Scott Kurland and Shady, everyone. Woo!
Hey, one of those is me.
I just want to pull a Has-Been Hotel and be like, hey, bitch.
I mean, it would be apropos for this podcast and for all of us involved today. And we got the band back together to talk about
getting the band back together.
Yep. We're going to have all the puns today. To talk about season one of The Muppets Mayhem. Well, really, the only season, let's be real here. It was created by Adam F. Goldberg, Bill Beretta, and Jeff Yorks, or Yorkies? Mm-hmm. Yorks? Let's go with that. The showrunner was Adam F. Goldberg. Original songs by Linda Perry. And the season dropped on May 10th, 2023. So, not that long ago.
Yeah. I'm a diehard Muppets fan, specifically Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. I, one year for Halloween, went as Zoot.
Oh, that's awesome.
My two
and
favorite.
After this, I've seen the Muppets, and I knew of Zoot and Lips, but not their names until this
Lips.
Show, really.
So all of the, they're all based on real life
musicians.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Well, I know Animal is based largely off of Keith Moon and John Bonham. And for the record, not the biggest Muppets fan ever, but I am a really big Muppets fan going back to before I can remember. And Animal was always like my second favorite Muppet. I'm a Gonzo girly.
That's fair.
I feel like that's the most obvious thing in the world is, oh yeah, Shady loves Gonzo. But Animal is up there, and I love his Keith Moon energy.
I've always loved Janice.
Oh,
and Animal, like I love all of them.
Yeah,
like,
no, Janice is a queen though.
Janice is based on obviously Janis Joplin for the name, but Joni Mitchell.
Oh, that makes sense with the hair.
And Floyd is based off of David Crosby.
Yeah, that tracks.
But is dressed a lot like the Beatles throughout the whole time.
Well, there was a time.
Him.
Yeah, so David Crosby was really heavily influenced by the Beatles. By like he was friends with Lennon and McCartney, and he was also batshit crazy.
aren't they all at some point? Like, let's be real here.
But the creepiest thing about this viewing is noticing that Floyd has no eyes.
Yes. Okay. I was about to ask everyone. It was one of my questions I wrote down. I was like, does Floyd not have eyes? Like, he wears glasses at some point.
Yeah. No, I gotta say, like, just in general, I feel like Electric Mayhem, I mean, obviously, it's Jim Henson. Every character has amazing design and everything. But, like, always, I just loved the way all of these characters are designed. I love, like, all the different distinct features.
I love that you could see Janice's uvula. Like, why?
Well, when they originally premiered, Janice was played by a woman. And then after she left, they basically were like, yeah, we're just going to get a guy to do it.
Oh, wow.
For sure.
So this show is a Disney Plus show. My little quick recap of the whole season is that it's music icons, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, are making an album they owe to a record company while trying to be wrangled by Nora Singh, the assistant of Wax Town Records CEO. Also, a lot of the issues that the band goes through in a couple of the episodes are metaphors or similes or something for Nora's life.
No, you don't say. Get out.
What shocker. But what I was surprised about this season
Yeah.
is that there's a lack of Muppet cameos, like the other cast
That's
members.
what I liked. That's what I
Yeah.
really liked about it.
Yeah, I was worried going into it that it was going to rely really heavily on that type of humor, and it also made the payoff that, Statler and Waldorf show up in like the last 10 minutes of the entire
Yes.
series, that it made it that much better that it's like, oh, right, those guys.
And then like they Zoot mentions Kermit in one of his post-credit scenes. And I
Oh
can't remember which one.
yeah.
I think it actually is the last one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So, I mean, I and of course this band, like they know everyone because they've been around for 50 years.
Well, the
And
funny thing is that they basically insinuate that the reason why they never cut an album is every song they ever created, they give to someone else.
yeah.
yeah.
So, like, every song they perform is an original of theirs, but they gave, like, Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day, they gave that to Kiss, and they gave, like, all their songs away. That's the whole joke.
Like we see with
Zed.
Zed, which
Yeah. And
I
who
was
is that?
wondering.
Who was that? I don't know who Sophia Carson is.
I don't know. I'm
John and I only know who Sophia Carson is because she was in the Disney Descendants movie.
Oh, that's
Okay. Yeah.
her.
Okay. So she's
Okay.
there because she's a Disney connection.
Thank you
She
for
is.
reminding me, because I also was just like, I don't know who this
Yeah.
is.
You know that was written for like Lady Gaga or like
Probably.
Selena
Yeah.
Gomez or someone way more
Probably more
famous.
Selena Gomez or like the Ashley Tisdale type, you
Or
know.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
I'm trying
But
to think in 2023 who that would have been.
It would have been Sabrina Carpenter. It probably
Yeah,
would
I
have been.
guess so.
Or Selena Gomez, because she's still around.
Well, yeah, but now she's more of a
More
serious
actor
actress.
than.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was
Yeah.
also wondering if Zed, like, that was written specifically for Zed, or if they were like, let's just shop around and then we'll figure it out. Is Pharrell free?
I think it was probably written for Pharrell and he couldn't do it. He was probably making his Legos biopic
Oh,
documentary movie.
so good. We will be doing that as an episode at some point, potentially. Who knows?
Okay. But yeah, so do you know who the other three are based on? Dr. Teeth, Et Lips, and Zoot?
I'm guessing for Zoot, I'm guessing Charlie Parker.
Half Charlie Parker and half Lulu Marini.
Okay. I'm not sure about Zoot.
You mean
I don't,
lips?
I mean lips. My God.
Jerry Garcia. That's why, like, you can
Oh.
barely understand him.
That makes so much sense. That's
And
really funny.
Dr. Teeth, I mean, I don't know who Dr. Teeth would be.
Everyone thinks it's Elton John, but it's not. It's Dr.
No.
John because he
No.
grew up in Louisiana, he grew up in the bayou.
Yeah, he's got the not quite Creole accent.
But does he make up words like Dr. Teeth does, or like flounces words in a bit?
He wrote a song called Iko
Iko
Unde. Do we re
Okay.
No, Johnny.
Well, 'cause when in the show when the band gets cell phones for the first
Yeah.
time and he tries to tweet something very nicely, but then autocorrect fucks it up. Like,
Yeah.
it's a thing where you're like, oh, maybe I should learn my vocab, like different words.
Let's be honest. Dr. Teeth talks like he had a stroke. Like,
Yeah.
oh, we're just pontificating and science of facting and oh no,
He
this poor
sounds
man.
like
It's
he sounds like a
fantabulous.
he also kind of sounds like a mayor of a town, where he's, well, we're gonna do this doobly doo and zoobly zap.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
Welcome to Sparkle Town.
it But I mean, this was my first time watching it. Did you both watch this before or have
They
also?
have I have the vinyl for this.
Oh, I did not even know this existed.
I think I knew about it.
I
Because,
have a lot of
yeah.
issues with the way Disney as a company has been handling the Muppets as a IP. And most of it comes down to they do not promote Muppet stuff nearly enough.
Yeah, that's sad.
They're really bad with the Muppet stuff. And it's not that the stuff, like the content they're putting out isn't bad. Most of it's not bad. It's just that they
Yeah.
are doing absolutely nothing to promote it, and then they cancel everything as soon as
They
they
should
can.
have got a season two.
Yeah. They set it up perfectly for a really fun season two.
Yeah,
Like that would
just
have been so cool to do like a little road trip season.
going on tour promoting the album, but also
Yeah.
not because they get into hijinks, and then we get even more
Yeah.
cameos.
But it'd be cool, like, just to see them in different cities in every episode and stuff like that. That would have been
Yep.
cool.
But no, Disney Plus doesn't handle Muppets correctly. And my
No.
biggest problem with how Disney handles Muppets is, so Bill Beretta, the co-creator with Adam F. Goldberg, he's Dr. Teeth. He's also Rolf in like several other Jim Henson roles. Do you think he's Kermit? Because the answer is no.
No, he's not.
And he should be, because he actually can do Kermit. The guy they got to do Kermit sounds, you did Muppet
Haunted Mansion,
Haunted,
yeah.
and Kermit doesn't sound like Kermit anymore.
No, because it was the
Matt
guy, Matt
Vogel
Vogel, who
is
voices Floyd.
Floyd, yeah. Which is weird because he plays all the roles that the guy who originally voiced Floyd, Skeeter, Robin Frog, he plays all of those voices, which is like a higher timbre. And they're like, well, what about, can I be Kermit? Bill Beretta says, and they're like, no.
It's so fascinating learning the behind the scenes of
Yeah.
the bullshit that's going on, because you're
Yeah.
like, well, I mean, Kermit did sound different in Muppet's Haunted Mansion, but I don't know if that was like the tone they were going for or anything. And then in this one, though, like, I know Janice has been probably three or four different people at this point.
Seven.
So, shit. But she always does sound, well, wow, I'm the same,
Because
kind
Janice
of.
is easy
So.
to do. Like,
Yeah, it's
anyone
a
can do
pretty,
Janice.
yeah, it's very easy, even if you don't sound exactly the same way, as long as you get like the sort of way, the little like mannerisms in between. And that's what people are going to catch on to. Like, you
I
don't have
like
to
you,
have.
Tommy Lee Hepatitis C. Like.
Right.
Oh man. So this show, I love that they just keep referencing that they're stoners.
Yep.
And there's that whole episode where they like it blew my mind watching this episode where they did the or they
The
ate the
marshmallows.
marshmallows.
Yeah.
They were shrooms. They were supposed to be shrooms. Of
Right.
course.
Course.
Yeah, because like Disney took over, but like if they were still under the ownership of Sony.
I was like, just let them smoke a joint. Like, come on,
Yeah.
it's
I mean,
2024.
they're
Let
having
them.
like they're doing like a little Scooby-Doo thing with it where it's like, that's what it is, but we're not gonna say it.
Right,
Well,
I
Disney
mean,
Plus is also showing all of the Ryan Murphy shit, like where there's like really creepy sex stuff in it. yeah.
Just
Oh, they
let
act
the
grotesquery, don't they?
let the Muppets do shrooms.
let them smoke a joint. Come on, like they infer it so heavily throughout the series to the point where when they discover the studio in the basement of the house that they're in. Cheech and Chong are just hanging out there, and you're
Yeah.
like, A, of course you're friends with them, but B,
Yeah.
like, just say it at this point.
Okay, I
I
have a
think,
question.
though, to be fair, I think they're going for a broad family appeal, though, and a lot of
Yeah.
people are not going to watch it with their kids if they're flat out, like, very directly referencing weed and drugs. They're going to let their kids watch it if they're going around it, though.
Yeah.
The insinuation makes it family friendly,
But
and
they.
this is a broad, I mean, a lot of the jokes are for little kids. This
But
is
they
a
grew.
family show.
True, but they could have, with instead of the marshmallows, they could have been starving at the shack and they just ate some sort of flower that they found around or some sort of vegetable.
I
I mean,
mean,
the...
like those marshmallows could have been edibles too.
they could have just been wild mushrooms that they found in the forest or
Right.
desert or something. Done. Like, yeah.
I mean, it's a family show. They would get in so much trouble. They would come under so much fire for that.
I
You have to,
did get a great
that's
line
what
from.
makes it clever though. Like if they just did it flat out, it would just be like, okay, can't watch this with my kids. And now they're just saying it. there's a little bit more of a payoff to make you like be like, haha, I get what they're doing.
We did get a great line from Zoot though, because when Taj Mahri,
Taj
Ta
Mahri.
Taj
Okay.
Mowry, what has he been up to?
Well,
I was so thrilled to see him in this. I don't think I've seen him in anything since Wise Guy.
when he says, "Man, these expired in 1992," we get a great line from Zoot going, "Oh, good. We still have 6 months."
Yeah.
In episode eight, I think it's when Penny says, "Who is this smart guy and why is he talking to me?" I lost my
Yeah.
mind
Well,
because.
that's one thing. They should have switched it to Wise Guy, though.
No, wasn't he on the show Smart Guy on
Was Smart Guy.
Nickelodeon?
It was not called Wise Guy?
It was called Smart
The
Guy, and it
Smart
was
Then my
it was
memory is
on.
bad because I've been living my entire life saying Wise Guy is the TV show with Taj Mowry.
It was Smart Guy, and
No.
it wasn't Nickelodeon. It was Dubba 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 Dubba
Well,
Dubba
no,
Who.
I remember it
WB,
was
sorry,
WB.
my.
I know it wasn't Nickelodeon because I watched it back to back with like Sister Sister.
Yeah, because that's also around the because he would. I think he guested on Sister Sister at one point, and then they showed up on Smart Guy at one point. So there was
Yeah,
that
a
whole
little
Mari
family
family
synergy.
reunion.
Yeah. Well,
But I love that they also were like making fun of other celebrities, Kevin
yeah.
Smith.
That
Well,
was great.
so Taj Mahri doesn't give off like the die hard like deadhead like fan. I thought that
Yeah.
Anders Holmes should have been that role, and he should have been the slick studio guy because he's like he had a TV show with Emily Osment called Young and Hungry, where he played a very slick like Barney Stinson type of guy. I'm like, all right, I see what they're trying to do here, but like he doesn't scream like big, travel the world seeing fish and electric mayhem type of guy.
True, but I feel like I'm sorry, what was the JJ's
Moog.
name?
Moog.
No.
Oh, Anders Holm.
Anders Holm. I think he gives more
Yeah.
asshole if he's in
Anders
the
Holm
space.
is a perfect asshole tech
Right.
bro.
But that's why I wanted it the reverse, because he always plays the asshole. When it's like Rob Hubel or like Thomas Lennon, when they show up, it's like, oh, this guy's gonna be a dick.
Unless you're watching Reno 911.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that actor,
Tom
fuck, what
Lennon.
episode? No, not Tom
Oh,
Lennon.
Cedric Yarbrough as
Yeah, I was like, they missed a great opportunity to name the character the same character that he played in Reno 911.
they should have had his partner with him too.
They should have.
Yeah.
I mean, this probably could have also been a pandemic project, or like it started towards the end of pandemic-y time, so they were still
No, this
figuring
had been
out.
in development for years.
No, I mean filming it,
Oh, yeah, filming it
actually filming
probably,
it,
yeah.
because
Yeah.
once th so this came out in 2023, so figure probably around 2022 they were
Yeah.
casting and filming it, so th and we were still like figuring out
Yeah.
ways. It's not like Muppets Haunted Mansion where clearly it was like who's free and has a couple of days and is negative for COVID. This one is a little more because there's so many people in this that I don't even know how they paid for a lot of them.
I think most of these were just favors. Anyone
Yeah, I mean, I also think people want to be associated with the Muppets. Like, the Muppets have never had an issue with grabbing celebrities for cameos and
Yeah.
guest bits.
I really hope that Morgan Freeman said, "I'll do this for free. I'll wear this wig for free."
Morgan
What?
Freeman. So, Morgan Freeman, Sam Jackson, Willem Dafoe, and Danny Trejo are actors who will show up and be in your project as long as you pay for their food and their like hotel room. They will show up. So, like,
They'll do anything. They don't say
yeah.
no.
And Danny Trejo was also in this.
Yeah. So
Like,
Danny Trejo was talking about how when he was doing one of the many Muppet projects, it had to be either Haunted Mansion or Muppets Most Wanted, because he said Kermit came up to him after his mother passed away and goes, "Danny, I'm really sorry that your mom passed away." And then
oh.
he just lost it for like, he couldn't film for like 3 hours because he was just crying because Kermit like took
Oh
the
my
time to.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch. So with this one, we get like
Nort.
three new Muppets, I think. I want to be bold and say that. We get Penny, the the CEO of Wax Tower Records.
She's and then, played by, did you see the
Stephanie DiBruzio, right?
Stephanie DiBruzio plays his mother, plays Dr. T's mother.
Okay,
no,
never mind.
No, if you watch Curious World of Christine McConnell on Netflix, she played Rose the Raccoon.
Leslie Carrera Rudolph.
Yep. Yeah.
Which that has to be what, like two people underneath that?
It's definitely two people manning that.
Because you get one that does one hand, another does the other hand. And
that's why she's always in like a chair or a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or she's much taller than Dr. Teeth when they're on the cruise at the end of the series. Like, you're like, oh, you're just a tall woman. You're a big woman. Okay. And then are Dr. Teeth's parents new to the Muppet world?
Dr. Teeth's parents are new.
So that whole
that's who Stephanie DiBruzio played. Yeah. I was very excited. I just saw her name real quick in the credits and I was like, wow, I did not like look anything up after watching this, as you can tell, because I did not correct my faulty memory of what the show Smart Guy was called. I could have sworn my entire life it was called Wise Guy.
Close enough.
I mean, because I thought it was like a play on like, oh, a wise guy, eh?
I have a question. It's a very dark question for both of you.
Okay.
The way they were talking about Nora's dad, did it sound like he kind of, you know?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. It did sound like he committed suicide in a way.
Or that, or possibly
he was murdered.
Related to substances.
Yeah, like,
it was not a health related thing.
It literally seemed like the way she was talking about him in the first episode. Like, remember how dad always used to know like our favorite things, and then he would sing us a song and then he would just disappear. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I was kind of waiting for it that the band knew her dad. Because in the first
they knew everyone else.
Yeah, well, in the first episode when they sing Have a Little Faith in Me.
Okay, I have such a bone to pick with that.
But like, you know, we hear that it's the very first episode.
Yep.
She's in the record store with her, Nora's in the record store with her sister talking about their dad, and she pulls out
it's the Joe Cocker version. That's what pissed me off, because she's like, the Joe Cocker's Have a Little Faith in Me. I'm like, he didn't sing it. He stole the song like he steals every song. And also, it's made very clear, anytime a white guy sings that song, they all sound the same. Because I listened to the original John Hyatt version, the Joe Cocker version, and the Dr. Teeth version back to back, and it all sounded the same. Literally three same voices going, when the road is hard, but you can no longer see.
But you know, I wrote down, how did they know that this was her favorite song or her childhood song? Asked it, and I was like, okay, so then are they supposed to know the dad or something?
It's because they're just so good at
Granted,
I'm just so good at knowing what songs are the right songs at the right time for the right person. That's how good they are at music.
Apparently, Zoot is a celestial, and he probably talks to the ghost of her dead dad.
Oh my god! When Zoot in the marshmallow episode takes his Polaroids, and you see that he took the pictures during other people's trips, I was just like, I know I shouldn't question the reality of the show, because every time Nora does, I yell at her to not do it. But why?
Zoot is one of my favorite characters.
That's such a classic Muppets gag, too. To be like, haha, it was all real.
And I love that I don't know how to word this. I don't think that they subtly told us that the camera was important. Sorry, I think they subtly did tell us that the Polaroid camera was important.
Well, at the end of every episode, he takes a photo.
Right, but like the payoff at the end of the season where, you know, the $420,000 that they got the advance from the record company, and they lost it, but it's found on the second bus. You know, it's like,
yeah,
okay. So that's, I mean, it's great that they use the Polaroids.
And that's why Zoot is my favorite character.
So do we
Zoot
think
and Lip.
Zoot is the reason why Polaroids became popular again?
Apparently not, because if that was true, we would have gotten a second season of the show. And
True.
I love this show. I think it's so well written. It's so fucking funny. And Zoot's one-liners and how they introduce Lips, because originally Steve Whitmire, who is was the canceled, he became very canceled because he literally thought he was Kermit the Frog. He's like, do whatever the fuck you want. I'm fucking Kermit the Frog. What are you gonna do? Fire me? And then they
And they
fired him.
did.
He was the original voice of Lips, and he played it kind of like we've only heard Lips talk one time before this during the Office version of the Muppets when they did their version of the Office. He had like one or two lines, and he basically kind of sounded normal and like a douchebag. He was like basically talking about like killing Kermit's girlfriend, who is another pig, and making, pork chow mein out of her, something like that.
Okay.
And then
I
like
like this Lips better.
and then
I
like then we get this one, he's like, hey, Nobu. Like,
mean, he's trying to save the world,
and
That's
he
all he's trying
knows
to do.
literally everyone.
I
But I love
that
how
was such a great gag, is like everyone just being like, oh yeah, Lips was my nanny or whatever.
I also love the introduction, because they all are talking like Fisher and yeah man, and then oh na na no 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 na na no 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 no.
Yeah, this show it's just the perfection of it, where Doc, I feel like from the iterations I've seen, so I haven't seen everything, so don't come for me, everyone, but like from what I've seen, they are such ancillary characters that like they come in, do the song, and leave, they're the band in like they're like the band on SNL, where they're just
Yeah, they're the
there.
house band. Yeah.
They're not there to be characters. They don't get narrative arcs. Like, I think it kind of says a lot that the only one that was on Muppet Babies was Animal, and that was mostly so he could be the cutest little animal baby of all time that causes havoc.
Fan
But like,
servicing.
it's not, Janice and Floyd didn't get to be Muppet Babies. And to me, that's always been like the with the exception of Scooter, that was always like, oh, the main Muppets are the ones who are Muppet Babies.
Well, do you also know who played Animal on Muppet Babies, the voice?
No.
No.
I believe Dave Coulier played both Kermit and Animal.
That's crazy. Uncle Joey, that's crazy.
Get that paycheck.
Yep.
Was this at the time that he was dating Alanis Morissette, or?
No, this was before that a little
Okay.
bit. Not too far off, but don't sit in front of them in a movie theater. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hate to be the
Yeah.
person, the usher working that day.
Hey guys, can you please stop? It's
I
Aladdin.
Oh my God.
just
Yeah.
kidding.
But I also like that they gave an origin story for them, because I don't think they've ever really had an origin story prior to this show. No.
I'm embarrassed by how moved I was emotionally with the flashback to Floyd receiving baby
Receiving
Animal.
Animal.
I was like,
Yep.
shut up.
I think
Shut
I
up. This
cried
show
like
should not make me that emotional.
I definitely cried 2 or 3 times during the show. And that was
Aw.
one. The other one was at the end when they sang Believe in Us.
Yep. Aw.
Because I was just like, not the emotional montage. No. Well,
Damn it, it works. I knew it was coming, but it works.
when Animal was doing baby song,
Oh, we do not do baby song.
that was so sad.
And then he's the one that gets the band back together at the end when they amicably split up. That
Nora.
was Nora gone.
Yeah, my favorite of them finding out is Lips when he's doing his TED talk, and he just freaks
And
out.
he thinks she died. He's like in like mourning
Yeah.
gear.
Although I have to say, once the band got their cell phones and then they started like off into their 21st century personas, it made sense. I feel like, you know, that
Yeah.
Janice would be an influencer slash cult
Yeah,
leader.
I was about to say she went full Jared Leto.
Yeah.
And with that whole cult thing, second time watching it, or technically third, it made me think that when she's like, "I don't know where my sister is," I'm like, "Well, when last time she saw her sister was like in the 90s, do you think her sister went to Waco?"
Well,
Well, you
so
see,
that
she
was
met a man named David Koresh, you know, and he was into
that
music
is
too.
He had 12 other wives at the time, but
that is canon then, that she has a twin.
yeah.
It wasn't just made up
Yes.
like everything else in the show.
Yeah,
Which would
no.
have been, you know, maybe an interesting little subplot to come up in season two, but we're not going to get it.
See, it would have been great if her sister was kind of like a busy businesswoman, like the opposite of her, or pure evil.
No, I can
Oh,
see her as like a boss
or
babe that works at
both of
like a
those
cosmetics
together.
company or something that
She,
tests on
she's
animals.
she's like a Miranda Priestley, where
Yes.
she's
Well,
just
so
listening to her sister and takes out her glasses and then just
she's
goes,
very corporate.
"That is all."
so the cancellation of the show happened in November 2023, but
Yep.
like maybe we can with this
Okay.
one episode.
So November 2023 is when Bob Iger came back. And he basically had no faith in Disney Plus. It's like, just gut it, cut it.
We'll just keep it with Marvel.
We're gonna merge it into Hulu. This was a horrible idea.
I mean, yeah, but also no, because then like the amount of content isn't going to be astronomical. Because now, I mean, people are so overloaded these days with all the different streaming services that they're like, I honestly don't know what to watch because it's overwhelming. I
Yeah.
am not projecting. I don't know what you both are talking about right now. But I do wish that there was a second season, and I feel like that should have been the end. I don't think the show should run maybe a third. If you
I
can
think what they should do is they should have done two seasons and
in a
then
movie.
a third, yeah, like a TV movie, like a you know what they're doing with Good Omens.
Yeah. 'Cause or they turn whatever the second season is into a movie. I feel like that'll put the bow on this story because it does end on a cliffhanger, which
It does, but I don't know that a movie would work either. The way they set it up was perfect for TV. It was
right.
perfect for a serial story, not a one contained story, because it's a tour. You go to different shows, you go to different places,
True.
you interact with different people. Like they really set up a really strong idea for a second season. Yeah.
So the thing that also kind of dates it then is now in
The
2020.
reference to P. Diddy's White Party, yeah, that made me cringe.
Yeah, well, that, but also for season two, they were talking with Tenacious D, which is now broken up. But yeah.
Yoinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
There's a lot of things
And
going
Billy
on.
Corgan shows up too in the first episode.
That was great. That was just great.
I love how, like, Floyd is ready to wrestle and Billy Corgan is wearing weird Victorian clothing. Like
I mean,
he is a
I feel like
vampire. I just feel
Victorians.
like that's what I would imagine Billy Corgan to wear at all times.
Well, there is a photo of Billy Corgan in like a Geppetto nightgown.
Yeah.
My favorite, what
I'm
my
convinced
favorite
he is a
little
vampire. He's a vampire.
my favorite little costume detail that they did in the show is when they had their Minecraft
Oh, yeah.
concert. Dr. Teeth's mocap suit had lace cuffs on it too. I was like, perfect, cut, we're
Yeah.
done. We got there. I mean, I love that the show also it was Muppets, but it wasn't super zany Muppets all the time.
Right. Like, my favorite Muppets, everyone thinks I'm crazy in saying this, but my favorite Muppets were never, you know, Kermit or Fozzie. My favorite ones were always Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem or Uncle Deadly.
Oh,
I love Uncle Deadly, and I also love how they turned him into basically this Stanley Tucci, Tim Gunn type of,
yeah,
you know, very catty man.
Yeah.
Also, Linda Perry, who wrote all the songs, you know who that is, right?
I know her name. I can't. I'm going to look it up, but you're going to tell me, aren't you?
I say, hey.
Yes. Yes. For Non-Blondes, that's why I know her. Oh my God. But, and it makes sense because, like, that goes with the genre, the style of the mayhem, the electric.
But what
mayhem.
Doesn't make sense is, why don't they sing that song? Why don't they sing What's Going On? There are, like, several opportunities they could have sung that song.
True. They could have. So what's fascinating about this, though, is that there's not a lot of songs in the episodes.
No, which I actually really appreciated. I liked that there weren't that many because there's short runtime for each episode.
Yeah.
Let's get story. Let's get jokes. That's what we're here for. A little bit of character development. I didn't want it to be like Glee.
Fine.
No, but I like that they do like the Hell of a Boss or the Hazbin Hotel. You get like one full song and a half of a song.
Yeah.
True. And then like the first episode and the last episode both have three, which is the most.
Yeah.
So
that
makes
sense.
Which also
makes sense as those as being the first and last episode too.
But yeah. I was expecting like the last episode to see the full concert, but of course we didn't.
I have to say that the theme song is very catchy.
It Rock sure on. Is.
Yeah.
Hit me like a hurricane.
Yeah, and like the curated songs were very fascinating. Like all of a sudden when Janice sings True Colors, and it was beautifully done.
Okay, but when she starts singing it, it made me think of when on the Graham Norton effect they had Seth MacFarlane on singing True Colors as Peter Griffin. So
yeah.
When she starts to say, "Don't be afraid," I just hear in my head, "Don't be a dick."
But like when the lights came on in the set, I was just like, okay, I get this. I understand. I love this. I love the
yeah.
show.
Also, they did a better version of True Colors than Trolls. Yeah, come at me.
Oh, then Trolls, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
The whole
I thought you were going somewhere else with that, and I was about to really come at
you,
but that
no,
I'm okay with.
No, I'm a big Cyndi Lauper fan.
Okay,
Cyndi Lauper has done it the best.
Of course.
This version was definitely better than Phil Collins' version.
Well, lots of things are better than that.
Out of all the Rock and Robin versions that they had, which ones did you prefer?
Kesha's was my favorite.
Where they break down.
Yeah.
What is actually happening in the song?
Yeah. Is that his choice or is it society's choice?
But when you also think about the dark history with Kesha.
Right.
Like, yeah. Oh, yes. You didn't think about that, Johnny?
I didn't at the time.
Like,
I was too busy just watching and being like, Kesha's on the show. Oh, I love her.
I love Kesha too.
I wish she sang more in the show.
My friend, who I talked about in the Dix musical one, who was a makeup artist, she just did Kesha's makeup for her new album, for like the promotional stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, she
That's
created
really
the
cool.
Sword going through the guy. Like, yeah.
That's so cool.
I also just want to give a kudos to whoever made the dead mouse heads for the mayhem.
Yeah,
like,
that was great.
Okay, which one would you actually want of all of the mayhem?
Janice.
Of their dead mouse heads?
Yeah. Oh.
Janice. It's not
maybe,
even.
Maybe animal.
Lips was so good.
But I like that also in this show that like not only is Nora stupidly trying to bring them into the 21st century, but like the show
She's not even
writers.
in the she's not even in the 21st century, if you
Right.
think
Well, I
about
mean,
it.
when they give when towards the end, when she gives them cell phones and everything, and is like, "We're gonna
Well,
do
that
more
was
internet
dumb.
stuff." To yeah, but when but the show the writers actually fused them, and I feel like that was very successful on their end. You know, where they
Yeah.
did Minecraft, and they I'm pretty sure they made the skins. I mean, if anybody knows for sure, if there's Minecraft skins of the Electric Mayhem, let me know.
There probably are.
There has to be. And then like the dead mouse, and then Animal with if all of a sudden they dropped merch for Animal, I wouldn't be surprised when he was an influencer TikTok
Well,
star.
that's the other thing that's like shocking is that there was no real merch for this.
They didn't even like create the album that they had.
Well, yeah, I have it on vinyl.
Okay.
But Target had to create that, not Disney.
Yeah.
Oh.
As this is going back to Disney mishandling Muppets as a property for literally decades, just going off of how Disney World has been. They have an entire land that used to be dedicated to the Muppets back in the 90s, in when it was MGM Studios, and now it's Hollywood Studios, and that is like the most rundown section of the park. They never do anything to fix it up. They used to have like a big store that had all kinds of cool Muppets merch, and it doesn't have that anymore. And I'm pretty sure they're like now talking about tearing it all down and making it
Which
like some
is a
fucking Pixar shit.
travesty.
I
Yeah.
know.
Because
And they're just
Muppets
going to
3D
replace
is
it
like my
because
favorite
they don't.
ride.
I know. It's so fun. And I keep like, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, and it keeps popping up as a rumor that they're going to get rid of it. But they are going to get rid of it someday because it's not, they don't. They like have it shoved in the back of the park. They don't direct people that back that way. So there's never like a good line, like a good showing for it anymore. And it just sucks because like back in the 90s, they used to really care about that. And now they don't, and it sucks.
Which I don't know why, like Muppets are timeless, really. They go with the flow, they make meta commentary about things.
Yeah, there's so many different kinds of characters and kinds of stories that you can do with those characters. Like, it's really shocking to me that, you know, they had like one movie that kind of flopped in the 90s, and then they had one that did really, really well, and then just kind of haven't been promoting all their other Muppet stuff since then.
Yeah, so what happened with their partnership with Disney is they made Muppet Christmas Carol, which was huge. And
Yeah.
then Muppet
Amazing.
Treasure Island tanked and the rights went to Sony and we got Muppets from Space. I
But
mean,
then
the thing.
the Muppets that happened in the 2000s,
The Muppets movie with
the
Jason
Muppets
Siegel.
movie, yeah,
That's when
was
the rights reverted back.
and that one was that one actually successful? I mean,
Yeah,
I
because it got a
enjoyed it.
sequel. Yeah, that was
True.
successful. It got a sequel, and the sequel flopped.
Yeah,
Muppets
because they
Most
basically,
Wanted. Yeah.
so what they did in the first The Muppets movie is the plot of the Muppet movie, and then they tried to do Great Muppet Caper in the second one, and it just didn't work.
Janice needs her own movie.
Honestly, what they should have done is they should have made this a movie. They should have done like a mockumentary, like Waiting
Like
for
that one
Guffman.
episode.
Yeah, just do the Get Back parody.
Yeah, like do the Waiting for Guffman, the Mighty Wind with like how
Yeah.
they started the series off.
I may have kept a running tally of how many Beatles references they made in that one episode. I got eight. I found eight of them. Besides
Yeah.
the, I mean, well, seven if
Are
you
you
don't.
counting Peter Jackson popping up at the end or
Oh, I didn't even count that one.
yeah, because
I
he's
got
the one who made Get Back.
Yeah. true. I should have counted that one.
So
I
nine.
nine because the episode title was 8 days a week, and
Yeah.
then they mentioned Across the Universe. JJ yells at Animal, get back. Dr. Teeth says, when I'm 64. Lips mentions love, love me do. Dana Life is being played at the climax of Nora's stress. They perform All You Need Is Love, and Hannah telling Moog, let it be. And then Peter Jackson. Which, yeah, well, when he showed up and Animal gave him a big hug, I was just like, oh, fuck yes.
Great. That was great.
Lips doesn't say love, love me too. He says love, love me too.
So
my subtitles said love, love me do.
Yeah.
So you can
do
talk
you
to
know
Disney
who the,
Plus.
Do you know who the voice of Lips was? It was like, Walter from the Muppets movie. The guy who played.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
The little guy.
Yeah. Jason Segel's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new character.
Yeah. His puppeteer took over for a good chunk of Steve Whitmire's roles.
Sorry, I'm looking him up. So this is Peter Linz. That's Peter the Linz. Actor's name.
Yep.
And I mean, he was also in Avenue Q.
Yeah. He was also, do you remember Puzzle Place? That was on when we were like little kids on PBS.
I don't, but he was in Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yep, that was around the same time.
He actually started in 1991 on Sesame Street.
Yep.
As so many characters, it looks like, according to his Wikipedia page.
I feel like I've just been thinking about it. And I think I made a bad choice with my life and my career trajectory, because I really feel like now the greatest job anyone can have is being one of the puppeteers for the Muppets. Like, that's just
got
to be like
strength up.
That's just got to be the coolest job, though. That's got to be so fun.
No, I literally, so when I went to work at the Daily Show, one of the places where I did apply was at Sesame Street, yeah, and Jim Henson's workshop. And I wish I did that. I wish I took that job, because they'll give you puppeteer training. They will.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
No matter what job you have.
Basically, if you want to become a puppeteer, they will help you become a puppeteer.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like any position.
No, like,
there.
Like,
they,
like
they
if
train
you start
you...
off, if you start off there as like a PA, and mm-hmm. you basically are like, how did you get into puppeteering? I always want to do that. They will basically let you take the Jim Henson workshop training course.
That's
well,
so
Shady,
cool.
You have time, it sounds like.
I mean,
let me quit my job and go become a PA.
that sounds very smart.
You know what? They couldn't pay me less than what I'm currently making. So,
well, you mentioned Bear in the Big Blue House.
Yeah.
Dr. Teeth is the same guy who plays Bear.
Bill Beretta?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I know his name. He's done a lot too.
I mean, he taught kids, you know, how to love rock and roll music and use the potty.
Bill Beretta did a lot, it looks like. I'm not seeing Bear in the Big Blue House for him, though. He started with Dinosaurs.
Yeah, he was in the suit for Earl Sinclair.
Earl and Nick, according to that. And then he did Jim Henson's Animal Show, Muppets Tonight, The Wubbulous World of Dr. Seuss, an episode of that. He was in a voice actor on Kim Possible. And then he played Elmo's dad on Sesame Street.
He plays Elmo's dad still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
He was there when he was there when Larry David strangled him.
That was hilarious.
I just wanted to be like, hey, Elmo. Fuck you, Larry David.
It's interesting that like they just keep rotating these performers throughout the different properties, you know, like. Yeah. If there's like a lull in the Muppets, they bring them over to Sesame Street, or, you know, whatever other Jim Henson creation that they're doing at the time, they'll bring them over to do that. I mean, may as well keep your pool of actors, right?
Honestly, I want them to bring back the Muppet to this type of property. Like what they did with Christmas Carol. But I think it's ruined when they tried to do Muppet Wizard of Oz. But imagine if they did like a Muppet Pride and Prejudice, or a Muppet Princess Bride.
Well, there's that meme that's been going around
the AI created.
Where No, not that. Where instead of, I think it was a tweet or something where somebody said, instead of doing the
Yeah,
live action
that's a tweet
Disney
prompt that
movies.
gets circulated like once every year or something.
Yeah,
Like it just keeps coming back.
instead of doing the live action Disney remakes, just do them with Muppets and then have one human.
Or
I
there's
think
always
that'll
like
be
the one
hilarious.
prompt tweet that always goes around, which is, what story would you do as a Muppets movie with only one human, and who would be the human?
Right.
I would literally do Muppets Princess Bride,
Word.
and I would do two humans, but the same actor plays both of them. The grandpa, played by Billy Crystal, and then Billy Crystal gets to play Miracle Max again.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm here for
I would want to see Speed, all Muppets.
that. Oh,
No
man.
humans at all.
Oh, man. What would be a
I mean,
good.
if Dennis Hopper was still alive, Dennis Hopper would
Well,
be the.
that's it. There's you can't get Dennis Hopper
Right. If
again.
Dennis Hopper was still alive, Dennis Hopper.
No, that's got to be Sweetums now.
No, I think Uncle Deadly would have to be the villain in that one. Pop quiz hot shot.
Mean,
I love Sweetums.
or you do Die Hard and Uncle Deadly is Hans Gruber. Now that tracks for
oh,
me.
that works. I like that one. I don't know which one I'd pick off the top of my head right now, and I was gonna say something about this show, but oh, so I find it fascinating that. So we you mentioned that like if you express interest, anyone can be a puppeteer. You can go through the training. Do you know if like the human actors has to go through some sort of like training to make sure that they're staring at the Muppet, not at the performer?
No.
I have heard it's actually extremely easy to talk to the puppet.
Because the puppeteer pretends like they're not even
Yeah.
existing,
Like they make it
literally.
really easy to just think that the puppet is the character.
Because like Michael, there's a thing where people are like Michael Caine treated all the Muppets like actual actors,
Yeah.
and then Tim
Yeah, I've
Curry is a Muppet, so he fit
right.
right in. And then
But
with
like
this one.
I've heard like people who have like guested or did cameos on with the Muppets or with Sesame Street or whatever have always said it's so easy. Like
That's
it
why Trejo lost his shit. Like,
yeah.
because Kermit literally was Kermit going up to him, put his little felt paw on him, and goes, "I'm really sorry to hear about your mom."
Yeah. Like the puppeteers are just like that skilled at making everything come through the puppet.
I think we did talk about the show. Is there any?
I mean, the idea of the show is brilliant because they're taking elements from, the Muppet Show and Muppet history, but they also add new stuff too, which I find to be incredible. And they take inspiration from other rock-based movies, like the Polaroid on the van. Do you know what that's from?
I want to say Almost Famous, but I think that's
It's
wrong.
Almost Famous.
I was right.
It's from Almost Famous. Like they could have, I mean, they could have done this entire series as a movie and just done the plot of Almost Famous, set it in the 70s, and
Yeah.
it's just basically a
Fuck it.
kid
The Muppet version of Almost Famous.
Muppet
Yeah.
Almost Famous.
But then
No, and
you had
like you
Sabrina
said though.
Carpenter to be the Kate Hudson character, Penny Lane.
But
There we
like
go.
you said, it was so smart to do this with these characters in particular because they are Muppets that we see all the time and we recognize them. They've got that recognizability and everything, which
But
everybody
then,
wants these days. You want brand recognition, but they don't have a ton of characterization and an actual, background yet. So you get to have the recognizability along with what is essentially a narrative clean slate, which is
yeah,
really great.
and
Like, I
I
think the only
posited. Thing that we know about them prior to this is like Janice and Floyd, I think were like dating actually. Like, I feel like that's canon, and this show kind of like really solidified
They've
it.
always been like paired off together.
Right.
Yeah,
But other than
it's
that,
always been like, a Stevie Nicks, Tom Petty type of on again, off again relationship thing. But yeah, the other thing is the fact that they gave these Muppets the limelight shows you that they could have been as popular as Kermit and Fozzie if given the chance.
Right.
Animal was only so popular because he was just crazy and he would say like one word.
Yeah, and
Animal. Yeah.
he's very easy to impersonate too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animal. That didn't even sound like him, but you know what I'm doing.
Right.
Right.
But
You
like,
know, like when you watch their Bohemian Rhapsody cover and
yeah.
he does
Mama, 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 mama,
Yeah. Papa.
But like it's harder to do the other people in Electric Mayhem, and now given the chance, Shady, you said you're a Gonzo girl.
Oh, I love me some Gonzo.
Well, Dave Goles is also Zoot. The
There we
voice
go.
of Gonzo is also Zoot, and he
That
has one of my.
that makes so much sense.
He has such a great line when she's like, "And I got the best band in the world to help out." And Zuko goes, "Who? Jimmy Jam and the Flim Flams?"
I
No,
love
you.
another I loved I guess it was only really for one episode, but another great running gag I loved was, "Oh, let's get Elvis. He died. When?"
Yeah.
Like him just like being shocked that all these people who died 50 years ago are
But
dead.
when he's
That's
shocked,
great.
he's not like. Like yelling, he's just like, what?
He's like,
Like,
what?
no.
Like he just genuinely didn't know.
Because he's so burnt out.
That's why Zoot has always been one of my favorites. Like, he's just such a sweet, lovable. He's
Doofus.
basically, I wouldn't even say he's a doofus. He's kind of very Forrest Gumpy. Like, he stumbles upon these things and he
He's got an
fought.
IQ of 63. Yeah.
7 to 3. You see, Mrs. Gump, you need an IQ of 75, and Zoot only has an IQ of 73. Is there a Mr. Zoot, Mrs. Zoot?
Yeah,
You're
and
like,
like,
I hate this. Stop.
no, I was trying to think of what to say about, like, I feel like I know that Lily Singh, who plays Nora, is our protagonist, and like this is her story and everything, but like I also didn't really care about her.
Well, I kind of felt bad for Lily Singh, the person, not the character of Nora, because she got this show after her NBC show got canceled. So she's like, oh, great. Well, I'm just going to move on to some. And then this lasted a season.
Right, but
And
I mean
she.
now she's in the Muppet family, so like they could always call her in, like they did what's her butt from not Sophia Carpenter. Who am I looking for? Yeah, Sophia Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter. Why am I confusing names today? But like, yeah, I
I mean, to be, they've got the same initials.
yeah. But
But
like Nora, like I didn't care who she chose. You knew it was going to be Taj Mahari. Like you knew it. Who
yeah.
JJ's such an asshole. Nobody cares about him. I did like Sara Chaudhry, who played her sister Hannah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, I thought she was great.
When
Yeah. I thought she was so funny. with the toilet seat
the
pretending.
toilet seat,
Yeah.
Pretending. Yeah.
that is, I was like, I can see this now being like, is this what they actually do?
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Social media is not real.
But like her and Animal and Janice, like her interactions with them, spot on
Yeah.
perfection. And you can tell that like majority of these actors, the human actors, were thinking of the Muppets as people, as other humans, not
Yeah.
as felt.
Yeah.
Well, so if you go through Ben Schwartz's Instagram, when he got the alert that he got the job working with it, and Animal, I guess, was his favorite, he lost his goddamn mind.
I would too. Oh my, what a dream role is
Yeah.
that temp agency
Temp
guy, whatever,
agent for
whatever.
Animal.
Yeah. What a dream role.
And James Hong just randomly shows up as the hibachi,
Yeah,
which,
great.
by the way, I would believe. I mean, that is the next best job for Animal, to be a hibachi chef, because it's basically drumming.
He did a great job. He was doing a great job, you know?
I still want to know what Lips's plan to save the the planet was.
It was
planet.
Chrysanthemum.
I want to just end every meeting I have now, and every podcast I do with, this concludes my TED talk, where he's just like, ooba dooba 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 doo. Norbu! Oh no!
Well, we're almost there for you to actually say that. So let's get into Sharp and Flat, shall we?
Sharp Flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I want to start with flats because I didn't really have that many.
I have none.
I thought it was fun.
I flatted Nora. Because there's moments where I'm just like, just stop asking logical questions. You should know by now. They're stoners. Don't ask questions about
I
that.
I didn't, because like, you always have that person in the Muppet movie that is that bland type of
True.
Person.
Yeah. You need it to be grounded. It's right. Also, a lot of it is like, so you're just pointing out the joke, which can get very old as an adult. But for little kids who presumably this is also aimed at, it's really helpful to have a character who is sort of pointing out the joke, because right. that helps you develop your sense of humor as a child. Right.
I did flat JJ. He's such a douchebag.
Yeah.
Then you have to flat Anders Holmes in like real life. Because...
No, I'm not want to flat the actor. I want to flat the character.
Well, that's like the role he always plays.
But he's just because you're good at playing that role doesn't mean you are that role.
Right. I do have to say that.
And Anders Holmvik in Workaholics wasn't that. He was still, I mean, he tried to be that, but that was kind of the joke, was he always was like really bad at being a douchey frat bro.
I have to say that his final scene where he's like, so we're just friends, like, perfect. That's it.
Yeah.
And in
no drama.
No
nice
drama.
We love
and,
it.
And in season two, I hope he's not in it, because we were done with that. We don't need to rehash the who will she pick, you know. And then my last flat is for I wish there was just like another song in some episodes. Like there's not enough. So
Fair
that's
enough.
A personal flat. I'm not saying that there's not enough as a
no,
whole.
It's your
I want
whole
more music.
Thing. Yeah, you love the music.
I love Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Like, spoiler alert, I'm going to put all the songs from here on my life's playlist. Like, I can't pick and choose. They are great. And I also love that, like, they have tapes of the Muppet Show.
Yeah, because like, this is... It's basically a world where the Muppet Show existed.
Yeah, right. The Muppet Show is diegetically a variety show that they were the house band for.
And this is where they met a lot of the celebrities and became... They met a lot of other ones through those connections.
I kind of wish they talked about being the house band on Muppets Tonight also. Because I loved Muppets Tonight growing up.
Yeah.
We only had a season, but I absolutely loved it.
Oh, I loved Muppets Tonight too.
Speaking of Love Fest, what are our sharps, Scott?
Rock On is such a, it's a bop. It's a really good song. Like most of the songs they did, their original songs, but how they created Lips and gave him an actual character, because if you watch the Muppet Show as much as I did growing up, like on the reruns on Nick at Night, Lips and Zoop would literally just stand there and shake their head and bringing a trumpet or sax, and Lips never had a character. Zoot kind of did. He was just always out of it and stoned, but like they gave Lips a character who was so funny, and the fact that he basically spoke in gibberish, he basically just had the whole, I don't want to say he was doing like the Swedish Chef thing, because there were times where you kind of started understanding what he was doing.
Yeah, there were certain words you could pick out. It was more like Kenny from South Park, you know there is an actual line that is written and that is what is being performed. It's just being performed in a way that's mostly unintelligible.
Yeah.
God, I wonder how those writers wrote those lines for Lips.
I think they wrote regular lines.
I think they wrote the dialogue.
And then they're like, okay, Peter Lins is the one that needs to be highlighted.
Yeah, like you have to have a creation or a name that he calls Nora. So he came up with Nobu. And
there are certain words, like the chrysanthemum joke doesn't work because that's the punchline is him saying chrysanthemum. So that needs to be intelligible.
Right.
Which isn't Nobu a name of a restaurant? Yes.
I think it is.
Yes. Okay. Because I was just like, wait, Nobu, why is he saying that? That's a restaurant, isn't it?
But also he puts Boo at the end. He said Kebu for Kesha. I think
he's so saying Nora.
Like Nora, my love, Kesha, my love, like an old, like, you know, Catskills comedian.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't misremembering the name of a potentially 5-star restaurant or something. Right.
Isn't that like a very expensive restaurant or something?
Yes, Nobu is a very expensive.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sushi restaurant.
It's one of those places I can't go to. They will not allow me in there.
Do you have any other sharps, Scott?
Zoot is my last sharp. But what they did with Zoot, how they basically made him this, you know, all-seeing entity. I think the only flat I would have had is put the glasses back on Floyd. Give him his sunglasses back, because seeing
the lack of eyes, just
butthole eyes.
Just was,
they looked like buttholes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it looked like that one. What was the demon in Buffy the Vampire Slayer when she was in the hospital and they would like suck out the
you're right. Yep.
I can't remember what that was.
Was it Hush? No, not Hush.
Okay. It's when she's in the hospital and she's running a fever, but the kids are getting sicker because this one demon has these suction cups that come out of their eyes, and it is terrifying. All of us have the image in our head, but like that's kind of what Floyd looks like.
So Floyd's eyes is my only flat, but Zoot sharp, lips sharp.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go on the record here really quick. My craziest, hear me out, is Floyd Peppers. Like, I would smash.
Sergeant Floyd Peppers.
I love Floyd. Also, notice how they kind of glossed over the fact that he is a Vietnam vet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They kind of mentioned it.
One thanks him for his service. Like,
well, didn't he say that he mentions it in the Dr. Teeth's origin story episode.
He mentions it. No one else does. And like, they don't really mention it. You see him like being like, well, when I got back.
Yeah. Shady, what were your other sharps? Or what were your sharps?
I'd fuck Floyd, so that's a sharp, I guess. that might be my craziest hear me out, but hear me out. I'm gonna also sharp, and I normally hate this. I hate when they make deliberately cute creatures in TV shows and movies and stuff just to sell merch. Like, I hate Baby Yoda, because Baby Yoda exists to sell t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I hate that shit. But you know what I loved? I loved Baby Animal. And they kept bringing him back. Like, they kept, like, finding excuses to have Baby Animal back in there. And I was like, thank you. Please show that off, because that's adorable. And I love it. And there's not much of it.
We already knew about that, Shady, because of Muppet Babies.
Right. But that was a drawn cartoon. This is, they built a puppet. So, like, I don't know.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, well, that's true. I haven't seen that in a hot minute.
I was reading that they also did change the design of Baby Animal in this. I think they said they made him hairier than other iterations of Baby Animal.
Yeah. Baby Animal and Muppet Babies had, like, he always had a bonnet on, which, like, contained a lot of the hair, which was adorable in its own right. But, like, I want that puppet. I want a stuffy of that puppet. I love Baby Animal. And
we'll
I'm mad because Baby Animal should be eating Baby Yoda's lunch, and he's not. So that's a failure. Like, that's just a failure to promote this show, you know? So I'm sharping that. And I also want to sharp the character design for Penny. I thought she was very unique and very fun. Just her look. I loved her two pointed hair.
Yeah, and which, that her eyes were just on the glasses.
Yeah, I thought that was so fun. So for a brand new Muppet who could have looked very generic, they gave her her own distinct look, which I really loved.
I also sharped her, but I also love that she like has a foot fetish and can eat any pepper and not feel these side effects of
it. She's a freak. She's a freak. I like that.
Like they gave her such strong character choices in a world of strong character choices for Muppets. So
when they started doing her and Dr. Teeth making almost like the mukbang videos on YouTube of her eating spicy shit.
Yeah. That was fun.
I mean, they missed the perfect opportunity of having her and Dr. Teeth on Hot Ones.
Well, that would be just another cameo that I don't think they budgeted for.
That also could have been like they're trying to get that going on for season two, but we'll never get a season two. Yeah. So.
So my sharps, besides Penny, I sharped the meta commentary because they handle it very well. I also sharped Animal Always and Forever, sharping Janice for being my spirit animal.
Sure.
You will be spared in the reckoning.
I am definitely a for surely in.
Yeah, when she kept saying for sure over and over again, and it was creeping out Hannah, and then she just comes back into frame and just goes, for sure. It's like, Janice is going to kill someone.
I also sharped the Simon jam session cold open in episode 3, because I wish we got more of that, where they were building songs.
Yeah.
I also sharped the Deadmau5 masks. Sharps to the marshmallow trips. Sorry, I have a lot of them. I sharped Dr. Teeth canonically being a dentist now.
No, he's always been a dentist.
I'm gonna sharp just that Dr. he's a dentist Teeth. Then.
Yeah.
Sharp for Morgan Freeman as Zoot. That was fucking hilarious.
Wait, I also loved all the other actors coming in and being like, oh man, lost another role to Morgan Freeman.
But they have various bad wigs and makeup and props.
It's also just like a bunch of actors who are clearly not the same type as Morgan Freeman and would never be in competition with him in the first place.
I wish that it was Morgan Freeman as Zoot, and then they did a Clint Eastwood Million Dollar Baby reunion and Clint Eastwood as Animal.
Animal. Yeah, then, that would be good.
And then my
Get
last
my
sharp.
Property.
My last sharp is for the groupie battles and virtual insanity.
Yeah.
Because it felt like Anchorman.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. That was very Anchorman.
Because that was them being like, we have to fit in more people. Let's get
Rachel
Bloom, Nicole Byer, Colton, where is it?
Jack
Ricky
Lindholm
and Home and Jack McBrayer. Yeah. Like,
okay,
let's get
Jack
more.
McBrayer was the weirdest one. And can I say something that would have been insane? Instead of him, I wish Jack McBrayer was a fanatic for Orville Peck.
See, I wish that they switched Ricky Lindholm and Jack McBrayer, because Jack McBrayer, I think, would be more of a believer than a McMonster.
I think they were both perfectly where they needed to be, because if one of those fan armies had a male leader, it would be the Little Monsters.
Yeah.
It would not be the Beliebers.
But Nicole Byer showing up.
Yeah.
But picture Jack McBrayer wearing an Orville Peck mask.
Oh,
right,
of course.
But does Orville Peck have a rabid fan army like that? Like,
well,
I don't
now
know what
thanks to Trixie Mattel, yes.
Right, but like, do they have like a name like the Little Monsters?
If they do, you probably can't say it on children's television.
The masquerades. I don't know. Let's go with that.
No, if they had waited a year and made this show come out this year, you know that it would be, you know, the Carpenters and like the Chapel Rowans, like it would definitely Chapel Rowan would
if,
have
if
been
not
one of the fanatics.
those two people would have been guest stars on the show.
Chapel Rowan
was
for
made
sure.
This year.
Yeah, I can't think of any current hotshot celebrity who makes more sense for a Muppets cameo than Chapel Rowan.
Like Chapel Rowan's dating Janice?
No, she wants to date Janice.
Oh, well, we can just be friends.
You're hot to go. Go away now. Bye.
We can get coffee while we look at our kaleidoscopes. And
oh,
other
wow.
Songs.
Look at this Pink Pony Club.
Chapel Roan song reference.
Yeah. Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I said I'd listen to this whole thing. Scott, I'm assuming you listened to the whole album now that you have it on vinyl.
Well, I've had it on vinyl since it came out. So, but I, Rock On is definitely on one of my playlists.
Yeah.
I do like their version of Have a Little Faith in Me, but my point still stands. you
can be correct and also like it.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm still mad about the Joe Cocker thing, about them saying Joe Cocker wrote that song. I'm like, eh.
I really liked Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yep.
Well, because wait, what was the song that she keep Rock and Roll All Night? Like, it could have been another
and
mistake.
Part
like
of
that.
Every Day.
And Part of Every Day.
But that's a joke that's stolen from Role Models.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, that I'm saying the misunderstanding of who actually wrote the song could be similar to
right
that. Shay, did you answer? Would
oh,
you?
I mean, yeah, Rock On, definitely. It's been stuck in my head for 3 days now. And I really love their rendition of True Colors.
Yes.
But like, I also just love that song. So like, whatever, easy mark, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That's already a song that's in my forever life playlist.
Scott, since you've seen this multiple times now, do you know if we get to hear all the songs that are on their album that they are making? Okay.
They're not making it. It came out. And
in the show,
if you go,
I mean.
If you go onto Spotify right now, you can listen to all of True Colors beginning to end.
No, I mean, so in the show, you
like
know,
the original songs, you mean?
The original songs. Did they go through all of them? Okay.
Yeah. Linda Perry doesn't half-ass anything because you have to ask her what's going on if she does.
You have to ask what's up.
Hey.
And when you corner her, she goes, and I try. Oh my God, do I try?
Oh, man. And on that note, we're done with the episode. We did it. Yeah. We kind of talked about this. I think we were as chaotic as the Muppets during this episode.
I mean, like, this show is so hard to pinpoint. Like, we talked about the three most important things that happen to them. They break up towards the end, get back together. They do marshmallows together. And go on a vision quest where Weird Al shows up. And, like... And his parents show up, Dr. T's parents, who should be dead.
Right.
Especially if they're around the same age as Floyd Pepper, who had just gotten back from a major war.
It's fine. Everything is fine. Everyone's ageless. Like, who knows when Floyd adopted Animal and where he was with his journey with Dr. Teeth.
Yeah.
With the note. He came with the note that's
I know.
Sorry, that it really got me, the baby Animal flashback.
Which, by the way, when the note first came out, I was just like, am I missing something? And
then
they show you and I go, ah!
So.
Oh my goodness. But on that note, we're done. We're actually done now. We're now done. what do you have to plug or promote? Let's start with Scott.
When Scary Met Stabby, Hell is a Musical, got some other stuff in the works. Bagel Basket at this point will probably be dead and gone. But
can people go back and listen to
episodes? I created like 200 something episodes of that.
You're not getting rid of that.
I'm not. I'm gonna keep paying SoundCloud to host. That took forever.
Shady, what do you have to plug or promote?
I have a podcast with my sister called I Love the 90s. And it's not good, but I love it. And I've been having a lot of fun with it. So I'm going to promote it. It's pure chaos.
Because you love the 90s.
I love the 90s, but I also love VH1's I Love the 90s.
So Hal Sparks shows up, Michael Ian Black.
Yeah. Listen, my dream of dreams would be that my podcast suddenly blew up out of nowhere and I get to interview all these people because they're just dying to be on my shitty little
but
podcast.
What's her name? Last name Love.
Lonnie Love.
Lonnie Love? What's she doing? Like, come on. What's Hal Sparks doing these days? No.
Nothing where they couldn't be on podcasts.
Promoting us little voices.
Yeah.
And if you, I don't know, if you know if a way that we can save the show and get a season two, I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at buttersongpod. Who is your spirit animal from the Electric Mayhem? We've all mentioned who our favorites are, so I want to hear from you, the listeners, who are your favorites? And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, we will be discussing something very different, and we'll be talking about Les Girls. We're going to Gene Kelly, everyone. He was probably on The Muppet Show at some point, right?
Yes, he was.
Great.
Yeah. Sorry, I love that Scott was able to immediately pull that out.
Yes, he was. But unfortunately, he didn't yell that at any of them like he yelled at Debbie Reynolds.
Well, Scott and Shady, thank you so much for joining forces again to talk Muppets. We will meet together and separate soon, I guess, in future episodes. I don't know. Or do I? We shall see. And everyone, thank you for listening and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.